Okay, good evening, everybody. So we were talking about the Talmid Chacham, who's the frog, who got distracted by the serpent because he needed his parnasa. And the response to that is the raven, which indicates a full reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and emunah. What does the raven then do? The raven then goes sits on a tree. Says the Gaon, this is the tree of the Eitz Chaim el Machazikin Bar, means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to find for him people that are going to be willing to support him. So that's what it says over here. And the Gaon ended off with an amazing chiddush. And he says, Tochazi, come and knock a shechel of the Olma. I want to show you how strong the tree is. And the Gaon writes here, who goydol tzidkasei, the godless of someone who is supporting Torah, sheyochel lichbosh es yitzra el davar gadol, that he's able to conquer his yitzra hara, meaning it's a greater chiddush and godless to conquer one's yitzra hara and give money to tzedakah than it is to actually learn itself. That's what he's saying. Like it says, a pasuk, like it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, Giboyre koyach oisei devaroi. The giboyre koyach, those that are giboyre koyach and oisei devaroi, are those that are the giveaway money, like is well known by the Shomer Shvi'is. V'cheinu oimer eshes chayim miyimtza kofa parsha leim la'ani pirsa la'ani v'yadeh shalcha la'evyun. That's the chayal, that's the koyach, is giving tzedakah. And same with boyas, it calls him a gibor chayal. Ashem tzedkosai imros. So the Gevura, which means Eidu Gibor Kavishas Yitzray, which essentially means that the greatest Kavishas Yitzar is that itself of giving away money, giving away the tzedakah, using the tzedakah not for yourself, using the money that you're giving not for yourself, but for others, that's the greatest Kaya. Now, now, I don't know exactly, where the Gaon runs off with this, but he goes off on a little tangent that being what weakens Talmidei Chachamim in general is when the Kadosh Baruch Hu sends weakness to the Machzikei HaTorah. And he actually brings in from last week's parasha that's well known from the Zohar HaKadosh, but and all the Mefarshim say it, but here the Gaon is saying it, which is that when the Yitzhar Ara can no longer weaken the Talmidei Chacham from the Eisek HaTorah, so what's his next move? He touches the thigh. That he's able to do. So what the Talmidei Chacham is able to do is to get the Machzikei HaTorah to stop giving. That the Yetzer Hara is able to do, and that the Yetzer Hara is successful at. Maybe he's not going to be successful in having people stop learning, but he will be successful in stopping the Machzikei HaTorah. And that's what's going to cause the weakness in learning, etc. And he brings a few points to that effect. He actually brings a very interesting Gemara. It's a Gemara in Brachas. And it says, "Hani birke derabanan deshili minayu havo." So it's an interesting Gemara. It says, when Talmidei Chachamim, their knees start hurting, that comes from the Sitra Achar, from the Shade. And the question is, what in the world, what's the Shaychus exactly? What's the Shaychus that, when the Talmidei Chacham's knees start hurting, that's from the Shadim. So the Gaon says what it means is the knees is what supports the person. So when it means when your support starts waning in learning, that's from the Yetzer Hara, meaning the Yetzer Hara conquered the donors, conquered the Giboyer Karach, the Machzikei HaTorah, those who support, it conquered those people from continuing to give. That's what he says. Now, okay. Now, the Gaon, I'm trying to see where he fears this ice, but it says like this. B'chein Amru, Ashiri Bavel Yardei Gehenna. It says that the Ashirim and Bavel will go to Gehenna. Why? Because they don't properly give tzedakah. So now the Gaon is trying to explain the end of the Gemara. Because there's one line in the end of this Gemara, which is unlike everything else that we learned so far in this entire sugya of Agarata. Until now, primarily, especially the stories of Rabbi Bar Chana, we've been describing them completely as analogous. We've been defining them as mishalim. We've been giving them a mashal. We haven't been referring to them literally at all, right? That's been the entire concept. But the problem is, so here, what happens at the end of the Gemara is that the raven goes and sits on the tree, which we're saying means that the Talmud Chacham who shvach needs to learn emuna, and once he goes to emuna, he'll be able to get a tree which is going to support him, an Eitz Chaim. Okay, but then the last line of the Gemara becomes very, and then it says, "Look how strong the tree is; it can hold such a big raven." Right? Okay, the Vavda can hold such a big raven. That's great, because remember the raven swallowed the serpent that swallowed the frog that was as big as 60 houses. So this raven's very big. And if the tree could hold it, wow, that's the Gibor Koyach. We're saying that's the Gibor Koyach. Unbelievable. Okay. But the last line of the Gemara is very suspicious. Omar, a papa bar Shmuel, a papa says, Eloi Havai awesome. If I would not have been there, Eloi Hemni, I wouldn't believe you. Hold on, what? Means you saw this? I thought we're saying it's a mushroom. What does he mean to say? This line is very curious. Because now this line sounds like Rav Papa bar Shmuel is actually saying it happened. And he's saying it actually happened, and I saw it. And if I wouldn't have been there, I wouldn't have believed you. So the Gaon says, then, oh, that's part of the mashal. Meaning that he says, because Rav Papa Bar Shmuel started off in Bavel. And in Bavel, he said, he was saying, in Bavel, people didn't give tzedakah. In Bavel, people didn't support Talmidei Chachamim. And therefore, Ashirei Bavel Gehenim Yardim. Ashirei Bavel, the Gemara tells us, the Gemara in Beitza says that Ashirei Bavel are going to Gehenim. They were not great supporters of Torah. So Rav Papa Bar Shmuel says, therefore, growing up in Bavel, I actually knew growing up in Bavel how difficult it actually was to support Torah. I understood that. So what happened? Now I came to Eretz Yisrael. Now that I came to Eretz Yisrael, I see that in Eretz Yisrael, the Ashirim support the Torah. If I would not have seen it with my eyes, I would not have believed it. I understand the great koyach it requires. I understand the great strength that's needed in order to support the Torah. But if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe it. Lehemni lefisha b'baba loyra klal shadim shal yasek b'masa matin yachol lichbash. So he says, so that was the lesson that he was trying to tell us. So it's an unbelievable concept that he's saying. He's saying that this was part of the Chiddush that Rapapa had in the studio. Was that it was talking something which he didn't believe because he had never seen before. But I think we see from here the chizak, how great and how important it is to be machzik Torah, how much emunah the Talmid Chacham needs to live on, to have, and how great the nisayon of be machzik Torah is for the people as well. So I think we see all of those things. All right, thank you all for coming. Next week we'll try our best. Hanukkah, and we should try our best to keep learning, but it's going to be tough. Some of the nights will be difficult. We'll send out a message. Okay.